This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Battle for Malaysia on BFM 89.9.
Sharad and Uma with you. It's 10:43 PM. Jahaba Sadiq is back in the studio. Can I still say Jahaba of the Malaysian Insight?
Of course.
All right, excellent. we are...
He's going to take offense to that.
I know, but at least he's glad I'm not introducing him as veteran journalist anymore. It just makes him sound old.
Okay.
It's a good thing you're on radio. Nobody can see you roll
this
your
is
eyes.
True.
La, huh?
This is true.
Results have kind of slowed down. The results are trickling in at the moment. We're waiting for more official results. There are lots of unofficial reports coming in from sources like Malaysia Kini, Singapore Straits Time, Bernama, The Star, all of that stuff. But I'll tell you what is happening. What is happening is that there is a lot of excitement on social media, on WhatsApp. There's a ton of unverified information going around, which has been happening for the last two election cycles. We saw this in 2008. We saw this in 2013.
Well, in the absence of any kind of information, people will speculate and decide for themselves that the results should be a certain way because they're hearing it word of mouth. But you are right that that people should just calm down and just wait for it trickling in slowly.
I mean, I think one thing that we can look back on is the recent history of transitions of power, right? And I think in 2008 there
Aren't
was...
Aren't you getting ahead of yourself?
Yeah, well, transition of power in the States, right? So at least in some of the states there's tremendous speculation that the swing of the mood has pushed those states potentially towards Pakatan control. Now, the issue really is that we have a reasonably good history of a political transition. I mean, I'm not talking about the 60s. I'm talking about the noughties, right? And there we had in 2008 and in 2013 an acceptance of some of the results. I mean, because we talked about this earlier, you know, there was this attempt to bring people over from the other side and the defection story is a narrative on both sides of the political divide and both sides have to account for that, right? So don't you think we have reasons to be calm? Don't you think we have a good reason to be confident that whatever the results are, that, you know, both sides are going to accept it and we're going to be moving forward, come tomorrow?
Of course. I Malaysians are a very calm lot, somewhat. But, you know, we're very pragmatic people. You have seen in 2008, 2013, governments lose, new governments are formed. And people do it in a very calm and measured manner. I think the issue these days is that maybe people are in a bit of a rush and they're getting excited ahead of time. But Malaysian history will show that we have never been so excited that we'll take it into our own hands.
No, and I think that's a very important point, Jahaba. I think people need to realise that this is a long game in the sense that it's going to be a long nine. And I know that passions are running high, obviously. And of course, it's been such a contentious election season. But a few more hours is not going to kill you. I think the idea is just to wait for these results to actually come in.
Yeah, sit on your hands, folks. For a while, because we have news flow like this coming from The Star, commotion at Iskandar Puteri Counting Centre. But when you read the story, it just seems like a lot of misunderstanding had to do with, you know, a group of two men carrying ballot papers who had wrongly entered some part of a lane and, you know, barricaded by barbed wire and, you know, and road cones. And so because people are maybe a little jumpy now, that they will misinterpret a lot of information. We also had that the image of of trucks out in Putrajaya been denied by authorities that in fact is true. They're saying that's not true. They're all pictures, and that's one of the things, right? People remember there is context for these pictures, and don't take everything at face value at this point in time. In fact, I think err on the side of caution. Don't retweet
or share anything that is not verified.
That's right. There's no need to, right?
Yeah, and even the more you do that, the more you are clogging the pipes, and results will be slower, and then you will get agitated and uptight and work yourself into a frenzy.
And I think it's also important to note that there are actually official sources out there that are accessible to you. Malaysia Kini does a very good job. The Singapore Straits Times is doing a good job. The Star is out there. Bernama News. So you can actually verify based on multiple websites, which you can have in many tabs on your phone, not forgetting BFM 89.9. We're here for you.
You know what's really interesting is the way this story is being telegraphed internationally. It is this extraordinary fight between two individuals, some media would have us believe, between Najib Razza and Tun Dr. Mahathir. And it's also about longevity in politics and in power, and the fact that Barisan Nasional, that used to be the alliance, transformed itself into Barisan Nasional, has held power for so long. We're quite exceptional in the world. I mean, okay, well, the PAP does very well.
Well, Barisan Nasional is the longest ruling political alliance in history, if you count the alliance and BN as the same thing.
Yeah,
right?
Since 1955. Before that was the Independence Party in Mexico and the LDP in Japan. So,
that's right.
So if you count the alliance, then obviously Malaysia has the longest running government. But yeah, so coming on May 9th, few more hours, maybe until 5 a.m. for sure. I don't know whether you guys want to stay up till 5 a.m.
I mean, one of the things we need to address is the kind of disconnect with information. So if you're watching Astro Awani, you're getting one set of numbers. If you're reading Malaysia Kini, you're getting another set of numbers. And then, of course, you're probably getting a lot of information on through WhatsApp that's being circulated by friends, people you trust. How do we negotiate all these very different numbers? How do we make sense of the different pace in which numbers are coming in, as well as different results? So you might be told that somebody has won, and then it turns out they haven't won. So what do you make of that?
I guess the reality is people can't trust a lot of sources of news in Malaysia. They trust their friends, it's word of mouth. I'd like to think that any set of images I get or numbers I get, first question is, where do you get it from? Pictures and all that. But the general feeling among Malaysians is that whatever numbers they get, you get Sharad or Umar, you trust it because it came from a friend. I give you an example of a senior, a retired senior Malaysian official. 2 days ago, he forwarded the text of a Facebook post of a friend, and everybody assumed that he had sent it out, but it wasn't him. Right? So people then said, Tan Sri so-and-so says this. He's gone to the other side. But it wasn't. So you get a lot of examples of this happening. And right now, I'm sure everybody's just looking at their phones and their WhatsApps and their Line and their WeChats and saying, these numbers are correct. It's not. The correct numbers only come out, unfortunately, very slowly from the state broadcaster or Bernama News, which all media outlets subscribe to. I like to take the policy of Reuters, where I used to work, which is verify everything and then put it out, because it can move markets, it can move people's passions, and you get that little fake news thing going.
I mean, one thing is true that we all have our biases. We all have and are projecting our own personal desires about what the results ought to look like. And at the same time, we need to believe that the game is worth playing within the rules that have been set. I mean, and unfortunately, because of the conduct of certain institutions over the last couple of weeks, we feel that it's not fair, and that drives the suspicion. It drives the conspiracy theories that will fill the air. In fact, what will happen when people see results coming slow, they say, somebody's trying to fiddle something here. And they shouldn't, because in fact it's legitimate when it's a very close fight for there to be recounts. So just make sure that the number is correct.
Well, yeah. Jahaba, I mean, let's be fair, the results have always been slow. I mean, you remember the 99 election as well. I mean, those results went on until the wee hours of the morning.
Unfortunately, those days there weren't many handfuls. Today,
that's
with technology,
true.
People actually expect vote count to be done by 8 p.m. and results to be announced and verified.
Correct.
But Sharad is right in saying the fights are so close, right? There will be calls for recount 1, 2, 3. So, I think this election is the most hotly contested election. I expect a lot of recounts.
But I think the one thing, one important thing to note is that we are venturing into uncharted territory. But that being said, as Malaysians over GE12 and GE13, I believe that we have the mental wherewithal. We are equipped to manage this uncharted territory. We forget, it was such a short time ago, but we forget about what happened in 2008.
These similar conversations were happening. We are Malaysians, we have the memory of a goldfish.
One thing though, I mean, you just went from being saying the Malaysians were calm and credited them for being calm. Now you're saying they're goldfish, which is slightly less than calm.
They have a memory of a goldfish in forgetting what happened in 2008 and 2013. Similarly, they were calm in 2008. If you ask me today, I'll say 2008 was even more tense.
Yes.
Because people woke up to new governments in four states. Never in the history of Malaysia. Right? So that was 10 years ago. We forget. That was just 10 years ago.
But, you know, there are people, because they had a little more experience with this, you know, before that, because the people of Kelantan changed their governments. Sabahans changed their governments over the course of many decades. So maybe they're a little more sophisticated in terms of understanding what happens when you do have these transitions. I do think, though, at the end of the day, one of the games that journalists love to play is scenario building. You know, we talk about, okay,
what we do for a living.
Yeah, the four possible scenarios. Barisan wins with a resounding victory, unlikely. But Barisan wins, but with a reduced majority, and they're still holding on to power, right? And they might do that with an alliance with PAS, for instance. That's a possible configuration. There are others. A hung parliament is what analysts have also been talking about, and they talk about the constitutional dimensions of that. So scenario building allows you to prepare for all kinds of eventualities, rather than be just saying, I want this to be the end result.
Well, you know, it's very interesting you talk about scenario building. For the last three elections, today's 2013 and 2008, we had the same number of seats, 222. All kinds of permutations. PAS was with Pakatan Rakyat.
That's right.
PAS is out now. So you can look at it many ways. I think the only way we can figure this one out is when we finally get the entire result out there, look at the numbers and then crunch it and say, what are the possible scenarios that will be presented to Malaysia tomorrow? I don't expect us to get any conclusive results until 3-4 a.m.
All right. Well, let me tell you this, though. We're going to be here with you
until 3 or 4 a.m.
Until that happens, right? Sharad, that's just awkward laughter on your part, my friend.
Yes, because I brought a change of pants, shorts, everything. Oh, I am prepared.
I have my toothbrush. I even brought my little pillow, which I like to hug before I go to bed.
You're not going to bed tonight. I didn't bring my toothbrush.
All right,
you're not going to sleep. You don't need it.
It's 10:55 p.m. Here now is some Ella Fitzgerald and Chick Webb. Vote for Mr. Rhythm on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.